Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're in the middle of the Christina Loos Show. And just before the break, Christina mentioned about cabs for medical and cabs for shopping, etc. And even though we're trying to keep seniors away from shopping, I'd like both of you guys, Otto goes first and then to Christina, how have you been getting food and how are your friends getting it, etc.? Are you ordering in? Are you ordering from one of these facilities? Are you going shopping or is somebody shopping for you?
Well, you said I should go first, right?
Yeah, let Otto go.
We have been doing several things. The main one is using a service called Instacart, which is okay. It's not cheap. We had a 2-week order. It added up to about $300 worth of stuff. About $60 worth of that was tips and service fees and delivery fees and whatever. So some people may not want to spend that kind of money. Overall, they do a pretty good job. And you get what they do is you when the shopper is in the store, when you finally your day comes when you're going to get delivery, the shopper has a cell phone, and they if you ordered a chewy cookies and they say we don't have chewy cookies, and then they say okay, do you want regular chocolate chip cookies? And you have to have.
So you've seen my order, Otto.
Well, you have to have a cell phone. And then you have to answer their text message, replace, don't replace, or whatever. So it's an ongoing thing. Overall, it's worked out well. It's not perfect. The lead time can be anywhere from a week to 2 weeks before you can get a delivery. That's one approach. The other approach is if you have a daughter or two who has an order in and you have some last minute items, you want to add to their order, you do. And then the other thing is we have done takeout several times with a local Italian restaurant, curbside kind of thing, where you run in. And then another one that we've done is we've done drive-through for Taco Bell and McDonald's. And all of those require some degree of risk, right? You know, somebody touches your credit card, somebody touched the bag with the food. You know, I don't think there's any complete foolproof way for this to happen. So I'm almost at the point where I'm ready to put on a mask and gloves and hit the supermarket at 8 o'clock in the morning for fast items. And I do believe, I know people who've done it. And I think if you use your head about it and stay away from people, you do have a good mask and gloves. They say you don't need gloves. I kind of like the glove idea. So anyhow, that's kind of how we've been surviving. We actually just took an inventory because we got so much stuff now of what's in our freezer. Yeah.
But I really feel like Otto, like most of my days.
The stuff in there now. We don't know what the hell to do with it all. So, you know, then you end up ordering too much. Like I like blueberries. Next thing you know, I got a big bag of blueberries this big.
It's so true.
The replacement close enough. So I got like 5 pounds worth of blueberries. If you want a couple of blueberries, I'll drop them off at your door in a bag.
Do what they're doing in the government. Double the price and sell it to somebody.
No, it's so true though.
That's what are you doing, Christina?
I mean, listen, it's crazy. We have been I haven't been in a supermarket until last week. We decided to, what did Jay and I do? We had to do something. Oh, we ran to, what I'm recommending to some people is, listen, we do Peapod. Like, you know, Instacart, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Great in theory because, you know, you can just do it online. Unfortunately, I mean, I'm looking at what our delivery, Jay, how was our Peapod delivery today? Oh, Jay's giving it like a, you know, you ask for a lot of things half the time. You know, they tell you that morning what will come. So at least you're prepared. So that's what I do like about the service. Not that we're promoting one service over the other, but you kind of have an idea of what to expect. They give you a window, you know, but the problem is, as I said, like, it's 2 weeks out, you know? So when you're, it's like getting a date is like hitting the lotto, you know, you like check at midnight. Oh, like, can I score a date? You know? So it's, it becomes like a bit of a crazy thing. So I've been doing that, you know, my mom has been doing that, and we kind of try and, you know, we've been pooling together all of our resources. So Jay was laughing because he said it's like we're like in this a soup kitchen, you know, because I have my parents upstairs, my brother. So it's like we have like this, you know, rhythm going. Luckily, Jay helps out with the cooking and dishes, so it's not totally terrible for me. But we actually went for the first time ever with gloves on and our masks. We went to our local supermarket, which is a very small little supermarket that's, you know, in our area. And I find, you know, when this had first started, we were going there because it's a small supermarket and they kind of had basic staples. Listen, you're not going to have some crazy variety of stuff, but, you know, had stuff that you need and it's not as overwhelming. There's tons of produce. So we did that and we ran in, we quickly, you know, we try not to spend too much time. So we went and we, you know, it was probably the sight of us was hilarious. Because we were running in for avocados and bananas, which you guys have heard me just, that's really all I want in life and in current life. We went in to run in to get that and we're like, didn't want to have a cart. So we're like trying to like hold as many things as we possibly could without dropping it. So that was quite a sight to see. So we did that. And we're thinking like, we're just going to try and do, you know, listen, make do with what we have. As Otto said, I had to do the inventory thing too, because I'm so fearful of wasting anything, you know, right now. And that's what it's really taught me. Cause like, let's be honest, in the past, there was things going bad in my fridge, like all the time. So now I'm really trying to actively not do that, you know, and it's just hard. So, but through Project Independence, you know, this has been a primary call we're getting.
Before you go further, I just saw Jay walk by. Jay does a lot of the cooking. I mean, this is Zoom. So everybody's going from their own house on this. Jay does a lot of because I've seen some dishes that it just,
yeah, like, well, that's like, so we both did. Yeah, we're both, and I have to say, like, I feel like he probably enjoys it more than me. I happen to be a very good cook, but I really don't like it. I don't really get any pleasure out of cooking, to be totally honest with you. I make a great meal. Don't get me wrong, it tastes great, but I feel no joy in doing it at all. I'd rather go to a restaurant any day of the week.
You'd rather plan the party.
All right, John, yeah. It's your turn.
But just before John starts, I want to tell people, you know, through Project Independence, we're getting all these calls from seniors who are in panic because they don't know what to do. You know, these other, you know, more advertised services are really hard to get dates and they're, you know, panicky. So what we've been doing since this began, I've been pooling, you know, we started developing a resource list. So all of our social workers and nurses have that, you know, if any calls come in. And obviously there are services like a Meals on Wheels or a Long Island Cares. There's a bunch of food pantries that are in the area. So we have a list of all those regions that you're able to get, like, you know, the canned stuff. So, which is great. You know, obviously the umbrella service is something that a lot of our social workers have been referring seniors to. And on top of that, there's a lot of volunteer organizations. There's Operation Infinity. They just sent me an email because they're actually getting more volunteers for this. So, which is great. Like, as these programs grow, there is a huge amount of people who still want to help. So there's an active thing. So hopefully this will work. But what I'm also asking for social workers and any of our staff people to send me is specific region things. So yesterday I got a whole bunch of information for the Great Neck area. Everfresh. They do a delivery and everything has it, you know, obviously different caveats to it. But they actually deliver to your house. It's a $50 minimum. I know that much. I'm not sure of all the other details, but I think the time around that is better.
Everfresh is also kosher.
Yes, right. And that's, well, that's actually, because that was another issue we were coming across. We were getting calls for people needing kosher food. So that added another layer of trying to figure out, you know, how to do that. There's a, like I said, there's a bunch of, there's another food pantry that is actually kosher. So we're trying to kind of gather all of this. Community Chess of Port Washington has a volunteer organization that they'll actually, the Community Chess will lay out the information, lay out the money for your groceries, and you would reimburse them. So I'm trying to kind of pool all this because I feel like in the long run, these tiny little supermarkets sometimes are better because it's not as, you know, like I said, with a Stop and Shop, I feel like it's wiped out half the time because of people going, because of services like Peapod. You know, Uncle Giuseppe's, we actually did that one time too. There's an Uncle Giuseppe's in my area. And that was great. The time wasn't as long to wait. You know, you once you're able to, you kind of free form fill out this form of stuff that you need. Then they get in touch with you a couple of days later and it's curbside, but they put it right in your trunk. You don't have to have any kind of contact, which is great. So we're just kind of trying to get all this information. So.
Yeah, just a quick thought. I don't know if you can see this, but when you order online, it becomes a hassle if you don't have it organized.
Yep, I know, Otto.
We ended up coming up with a form that we could order.
John, you are really dealing with really two of the same people. I feel like Otto is probably the person I most like in my life.
Well, it makes life a lot easier when you do
it. It does. You need to. And it just makes you feel better. It makes, because the process can be like so overwhelming, because that's another thing. We're trying to avoid like just buying like tons of random things without some kind of like a plan or a vision. It's like, you know, the first time I ordered produce, I was like, what am I even gonna make with like just endless like produce and like things that like I didn't even know what the heck I was doing. So it's all a learning game. But John, what about you, my friend?
The number of people I tell about you too is amazing, but that's besides itself. Mine has been very easy. We're getting ready for a break. I have three daughters. They do everything. I tell them what I want. They order it and drop it off. And we went into this thing with, I have two refrigerators and three freezers. So we had a lot of stuff anyway. It's only the two of us. So we're used to cooking and the kids would come over and eat. So from that perspective, we're fine. And they do all these other ones and they drop it off. They'll ask me for something, whatever it is. You make do with what you have. We're going into actually our last break. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I hope we didn't make you hungry, but we'll be right back with the Christina Lu Show.